Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Star Center Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. The Unarian Academy of Science represents a vast spiritual organization of highly evolved beings, generically referred to as the Unarius Brothers, whose teachings were channeled by Ernest and Ruth Norman and are disseminated by the Academy. Echoes of the Olympians reverberate throughout the vast Unarius cosmology. The first inspired tome penned by Ernest O. Norman was titled The Elysium. The five volumes of the Pulse of Creation series, which contain many of the Unarian core teachings, are titled The Voice of Venus, The Voice of Eros, The Voice of Hermes, The Voice of Orion, The Voice of Muse, Elysium, and Unarius. Classical columns and Hellenic statuary grace the public areas of the Unarius building to honor the Golden Age of Greece. And in the Unarius Academy of Sciences Star Center, a mural commemorates fabled Atlantis at the apex of her glory. These Olympian elements first drew my attention to Unarius, but the greater my exposure to this organization, the more impressed I became at the depth and vastness of Unarius's cosmic vision, the positivity of their message, and their dedication to continuing the work of their founders. This podcast, titled Unarian Revelations, greatly honors the vast contribution of the Unarius Brothers and the Unarius Academy of Science to the evolution of human consciousness. It is our intent to establish an Olympian bridge to the Golden Age light that shines brightly throughout their collected lore. And tonight, I'm blessed to announce that we have Unarians Kevin Kennedy and Lanny Calvert. We will be exploring the celestial aspects of creativity and inspiration. Greetings and Happy New Year, Kevin and Lanny.
Hi, Hercules. Happy New Year to you. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Greetings, Hercules. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, and it's great to be speaking with you. It's been a while, Kevin.
It has. It has. Glad to be here, and a wonderful topic that I love and enjoy and try to live my life by. So I'm looking forward to our conversation this evening.
Awesome. So we'll get right into it then. Now, one of the things I love about Unarius, and there are many things I love about Unarius, is that you give people permission to explore their creative self-expression and to do things that their conditioning would normally prevent them from doing and become vehicles for creativity that enhances and uplifts all our lives. So in which way has Unarius brought out your particular creativity? We'll start with Lanny.
Lanny. Well, that's okay. I would say one of the greatest canvases for my creativity is in my work, where I do music therapy and art therapy, or I did before COVID, with nursing homes, special care facilities, Alzheimer's dementia units, and so forth. And the way that works is that especially in the dementia and Alzheimer's units, when I come in, they're often the residents, I call them, are looking like they're vegetables almost. You know, they're asleep or they're slumped over. And to go from that to where they are excited and producing beautiful things that inspire them, that they're happy, that they're having fun, you know, that is the challenge where, again, I don't take any credit for, I shouldn't say again because we just started talking, but what we will be talking about is making that connection with the master teachers on the inner planes, and mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about that today. But the results, since we're starting this way, is, again, people who can't have, let's put it this way, they have many challenges, besides their mental challenges. Like, you know, they have severe arthritis and they can't cut or draw or paint, or they have hearing problems. They can barely hear, they can't see. You know, they've been told all their life, you can't, you know, you're bad at it. So overcoming all those challenges, and again, I don't have the medical expertise to deal with all of their problems, but from all my years of studies in Unarius, being able to make that connection with the master teachers who do know, you know, what their problems are, the best ways to reach them, to bring out that creative spark that everybody has. And, you know, I see the changes where, you know, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're having fun. The relatives want to frame their work, and people, the staff are just, you know, like flabbergasted. Well, now they've gotten used to it because I've been working for them for many years. But so that is how one of the greatest forms, I would say, of my creativity today because of all of the work that I do with these facilities.
That's awesome work. In one of my many positions in human services, I supervised creative arts therapists and activity therapists in inpatient and outpatient psychiatric facilities. And I came to see the value of the creative arts therapies, especially because many people couldn't communicate in words effectively, or a lot of things couldn't really be expressed in words, but through music and through art and through dance and other such artistic endeavors, a person was able to get in touch with and express many things that they couldn't do in words. So you were able to really work with people on much deeper levels than just conversation therapy.
Yes, it's all that, but also because of the inflow of intelligence and healing energies from the brothers, when I'm able to make that connection, be that channel for it, it's just so much more, because it's not just, you know, paint on the blobbed on a piece of paper. I mean, the stuff that they end up doing is just, it really is amazing. I mean, people, the relatives keep it, not just because, well, you know, grandma made it or something, but because they really love it. They think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole difference with, you know, making that connection with a master teacher, is that it inspires. So, you know, like the difference between some of the modern art you see today and something like the Mona Lisa, that's, you know, just a small painting, but billions of people from all over the world come to see it. It's because it carries that frequency. It's, you know, it inspires and uplifts people. So it's more than just, you know, the kind of art that you would learn in traditional schools.
Thank you. That was very profound, and it's given me a lot to think about. Kevin, you are very creative, and your creativity has actually been chronicled quite extensively through Unarius production. So we get to experience your journey, you know, directly and indirectly.
Yes, absolutely. And for myself, this process that we're talking about this evening is this creative process and learning to align ourselves to these higher intelligent beings living on these higher spiritual worlds. As Lonnie was relating, this is a wonderful difference that Unarius shares in relationship to understanding where creativity comes from, is that once you are open and recognize that there is this infinite source of creative expression that is wanting and willing to give us this help in whatever we're involved with in a creative and positive way, as Lonnie said, and it is so true, you see amazing things happen that you realize that you are a vehicle for, and that you are honored to be partaking in this wonderful journey of creative expression, whether it's, in my case, painting or music or video. All these vehicles are simply an outlet to allow this wonderful love and inspiration to come through my consciousness. And so this is something that Unarius has, for me, pushed or instigated within my own mind, within my own journey, ever since I made my first contact with Unarius. And that is that this should be the normal way that everybody lives. You know, this should be the way that people find that outlet to connect with their own inner self and amplify that and fan it and grow. But it's been something that, you know, has been, in my case, I grew up in a family where it wasn't necessarily looked down upon, but it sure as heck wasn't encouraged and thought, well, that was a funny, you know, that's a fun little thing, but what are you going to do when you want to go out and make a living? So nobody, you know, nobody was enthusiastic about the fact that I was an artist. But so this is the wonderful benefit for me of studying these principles and getting involved in that contact with the inner planes of light, as we term them, or muse specifically, which is the plane of creative expression, is that now I can activate that force in my consciousness, in my life, and recognize and realize, you know, when things go well and things happen beautifully, I say, oh, I know where this is coming from. I can see it. And people, as Lonnie said, and should be the way anything happens, is that people feel the love. They feel that light. They feel the joy involved with whether it's video or music or painting. This is something that should not be, you know, pushed on a separate group of people. Oh, they're artistic. They're the only ones that can do this. Not at all. This should be the normal way all of us express and all of us learn to tap into and appreciate and grow that inner spark that's part of every one of us. So the thing that I appreciate too, now that we're talking about this, is that what I've come to realize is the more I objectify past life emotional trauma that has kept me inhibited in my life, the more I can change the bias, as we term it in Unarius, through recognition and discharging of these negative energies from my own past lives, the greater amount of love and clearer the channel for that creative expression happens in my art. So it's just a whole new way of living, and it's a wonderful way of living. And anybody and everybody is psychic, and it's just a matter of learning how to amplify the positive parts of our lives and discharge and let go of the negative parts of our lives and that those negative past life trauma experiences that are keeping us back from being all that we can be.
I definitely want to return to that point or stay on it for a little while, because that's phenomenally important. Lonnie, can you expand on what Kevin just said? Thank you, Kevin.
Was there a particular point that you wanted expanded?
Sure, about how the expression of our creative efforts allows us to focus on things that we're working on that we might need to resolve or release, so we could, you know, move past them. That aspect of creativity, because we are all psychic and we all do have access to the inner planes, and that's such important work to do so that we don't remain stuck.
Yeah, well, what I would say is that our culture and humanity up to this point, other than, you know, high points of Lemuria, Atlantis, and so on and so forth, I mean, we tend to be materialistic in where we focus our consciousness all day long, you know, on the things, all the things that we have to do, and materialist. And turning the channel, whether it's like on your TV or your radio set, you have to have a higher frequency to be able to communicate with the higher planes. They're in another dimension. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, well, now I should be getting an inflow now, you know, because I want to do art now, and so I should be getting it. No, there's blocks. What he was talking about, there's, you know, blocks and shocks and fears and all these things that are clogging our input, you know, whether you want to look at it as a, you know, a line, like a, you know, Cox cable or however you want to envision it, or, you know, these frequencies coming through the air, but your connection to them needs to be cleaned up, because it's not on a physical material plane. And so as we use the tools of Unarius to discover and work out or overcome what those are, first of all, recognizing that we have these shocks and blocks and fears, and then, you know, where did they come from? You kind of have to accept that there's past lives, because oftentimes, you know, the root of it, or you don't see the cause of it in this lifetime, even going back to childhood with a psychiatrist or something. It's just like, well, you know, how come I'm afraid of the water when I've never even been in a pool? I've never been to the ocean. So then you have to incorporate the knowledge of past lives too, to be able to clear this channel, to make that hookup with the master teachers on the inner plane. So, you know, we get a lot of help with that in sleep state and so forth, but it's not just, and I could speak to this a little bit from the point of pedagogy, because I was studying to be a teacher. I get my degree in that. And there's the tendency to just, you know, memorize. It's like, here's what you need to know for the test, and you regurgitate it back. And, you know, as long as you answer within the confines of the current wisdom of the day, you know, you get an A and you get your degree. Well, you know, Unarius operates on a whole different principle of, you know, that's a limitation. You know, you're confined in your parroting information. Whereas when you make that attunement with the infinite, you have an infinite amount of information. So anything that's related to whatever it is you're thinking about that you want to work on as a project, your art, whatever your art form is, you know, you have the unlimited information, intelligence, experience, beauty, art of all of the masters that is at your disposal. You know, the more that you clear that channel and are able to make that connection. So that's the big difference. It's not just, you know, who did what before you and can you learn that technique, memorize that information. It's totally the opposite. It's totally opening up to the creative, infinite creative intelligence, God, if you will, all of these advanced masters, so that, you know, a Leonardo da Vinci can help you. You can get a personal private lesson from him, you know, in a sense. So, you know, wouldn't you want that over just, you know, a normal teacher telling you what to do, color by number?
Very good points. And so the Unarian brothers on the other side, these are people who have been incarnate before, or are they beings who are more celestial in nature, or a combination of both?
I would say they're a combination of both. And really, this is the core text of Unarius, and this is what is important to understand, is that they have been channeled from these higher dimensions of light, as we term them, these inner planes. It goes by so many different names, you know, heaven, whatever you want to call it. But they have been channeled and received from these higher, more intelligent beings. And so the texts themselves, they're imbued with this higher frequency, this love frequency. And so this forms a bridge, as you study, to receive that attunement, that peace of mind, that love into your consciousness from those higher celestial beings who have lived on this earth before and have mastered themselves, and now they reside on these inner planes. So, you know, now once you have that communication, that link up with them, then you're able to now see the results of that connection. So, and you know, it's there for everybody. And yet, if you know, again, as we were talking about, through the psychic shocks all of us have been through so many different lifetimes, if you don't realize that, if you don't understand, even if you do, if you haven't changed that negative waveform within your own energy body, it's going to be an inhibiting factor in your ability to express a more higher, intelligent, and inspired work, no matter, you know, what it is, whether, you know, whether you're baking a cake or doing a painting, or making video or movies, you know, it's going to block that. And so, you know, it's not going to carry something that people want to, or that will help people raise their mind, raise their consciousness. So now, you know, now we can look back with that understanding. You can see, well, why was Da Vinci able to do what he was able to do? How come he could paint the Mona Lisa? This very, as Lonnie was saying, it's actually, it's a very small painting. I think it's, you know, 12 inches by 18 inches, something like that. It's not a very large painting, but it carries so much love in it.
Yes.
That people come from all over the world to view it, you know, or, you know, and the other side of that too is how could a Mozart, how come Mozart was writing symphonies at 4 years old? How come I couldn't do that? Well, these principles now show how every one of us is on this evolutionary course. And it was just natural for a Mozart to, through his connection to the inner planes of light, to spirit, to be able to express and share that knowledge at 4 years old, just as it was natural for Da Vinci to be able to imbue that canvas with this incredible love and higher vibration, as it were. So this is something that we all want to aspire to. And I think whether a person understands it or not, or whether they, you know, we're talking in definite terms, but I think you can talk to musicians, professional musicians. You always hear these interviews with them, and they say, well, what was it like? And they'll always, you know, they'll say, you know, at a certain point, it's almost like somebody's singing through me.
Mm-hmm.
Or the painter, the artist will say, you know, I was a vehicle because I'm painting. And it's all of a sudden like I'm watching what's going on in front of me. Like I'm there, but I'm not in control of this. It has a life of its own. So there's awareness there, but Unarius really brings it to a definite focus of understanding, you know, not only do we have this ability to receive, but that's what we should be aware of. And the more we are aware of that, the more we amplify that, the greater success we're going to see. And then the other side of that, too, which I love, is not necessarily love, but it's a wonderful understanding, is when it doesn't happen properly, when the painting doesn't reflect the highest that I want it to reflect, or the video that I'm working on, the movie I'm working on, doesn't connect and carry that higher inspiration. That gives me the opportunity to go back and say, huh, why not? Where was my mind? What was going on? Where's the block there that I can learn from? So that the next painting, the next music, you know, piece of music I work on, the next video I work on will be that much more intelligent, that much more loving, that much more kind, and will carry that inspiration that people feel. So that to me is such a wonderful legacy that Unarius has brought to planet Earth, is this incredible knowledge that we are all psychic, we are all creative. And the more... For myself, I understand and see, the more I allow myself to involve my consciousness with that creative expression, the greater peace of mind I have. And to me, that's just a wonderful gift to see that love in my life that wasn't there, you know, in earlier parts of my childhood before I started to come into this awareness.
Wow, that is powerful, and it's very empowering also that at times when the creative expression falls short, that it opens the door to self-reflection and learning. So nothing is ever wasted. You know, we continue to learn, we continue to grow.
Hercules.
Oh.
I was going to comment on your original question, just something that came to mind about,
okay.
You know, whether all of the master teachers on the inner planes have incarnated here on Earth. And I was going to say, if people read the books that you so kindly mentioned at the beginning of all of the different planes, mostly what you're going to find in there, people that have incarnated have come to Earth specifically to help out the Earth man to bring higher teachings here in a physical way. And they do that because that's more meaningful. You know, when you get a transmission from a Beethoven, from a you know, any of the artists that we've had here on Earth, it's more meaningful if it's somebody that you know. So
mm-hmm.
on these inner planes, they have, you know, master teachers or individuals from other inhabited planets in the universe of all different levels of evolution, but their names wouldn't mean anything to us, right? So they chose the people that came through to give the the chapters, the teachings, the transmissions that are found in those books of the Seven Planes of Unarius are mostly people that the Earthmen would be familiar with, just for that reason.
That makes a lot of sense, and that would be very important because we do trust sources that we're familiar with more than sources that we're not. I know from my own personal experiences with the Unarius text that when I was reading the Atlantis series, the Return to Atlantis series, Herodotus, Herodotus as we call him in Greek, he started communicating with me. And I had read his histories that he wrote when he was incarnate, and I had lots of questions. The questions have been answered. And it's like, wow, I couldn't come up with answers that were so insightful. And his ancient writings made a lot more sense after they did on my initial readings, where I didn't have this background information. So it's a very powerful thing when a being communicates with you. In antiquity, inspiration was said to come from the muses, and there wasn't a lot of information on where they came from, but the fact that they would guide and inspire certain individuals with artistic expression, that was very well known, and it's made it into our language. People talk about their muse, you know, their creativity in that sense. And also our word museum comes from the muses as well.
But also, I know for you, Hercules, when you read something about Hermes in the Unarius books, or Athena, or someone else that's from the Greek culture, that's a lot more meaningful to you than if you heard, this is from Zheng Hu Chul, you know, it's like, well, who's that? Or if you're a painter that, well, you know, this is Rembrandt coming through, or this is Leonardo da Vinci coming through, that's because immediately, you know, it's more than just a name. It's just like all of his artwork or any experiences that you've had personally with that master teacher in the past, you know, like maybe you've taken classes with him, or maybe you've seen their artwork and been moved and inspired by it. All those things suddenly are, what's the word, Kevin, you know, energy-wise, like with Tesla coil?
And you're inducting that information. You're in resonance.
You're inducting
with
that
it.
Information, but you know where the violin strings and stuff. For some reason, I just drew
a
blank.
You're in resonance. You're in harmony. You're in resonance
all of those frequencies, whatever experiences that you've had with those and their artwork, or you know whatever the subject might be, sculpture, dancing, literature, whatever. When you hear those names, all of those things are suddenly resonating within your body. So that helps you to make that connection with the inner planes, your experiences with that particular person. So again, that would be why there would be names of people who've reincarnated on Earth that choose to give the transmission in the seven Pulse of Creation books.
And that makes a lot of sense.
You brought up
go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to share this because, and this is what is so wonderful about what we're talking about and the core teachings and understanding of where creativity comes from that is Unarius. And that is that you don't put somebody between you and your inner contact with these higher dimensions. So you don't go to a priest, you don't go to a minister, you don't go to, you know, a Buddha or a whomever, the Dalai Lama. As you're studying, you're amplifying, learning to amplify your own connection with these higher dimensions, these higher planes of life. And so it becomes, you know, for lack of a better term, a much more democratic way of living life and understanding your connection with your spiritual self. And so it's just a wonderful understanding of how we are all interconnected, and we're all connected to this higher infinite source. And so it becomes our own personal journey to learn how to take that awareness and amplify it in our lives. And therefore now you have much more responsibility for yourself, much more responsibility for your life, knowing that, okay, if it's not turning out the way I want, not only my painting or my music or my whatever you're working on, writing, but if it's not happening the way you want it to be, I can change it. I can learn. I can grow and move beyond this. So these tools are just incredible because it's all-encompassing, and we can apply it to every facet of our lives. Now, Lonnie does it with her therapy. And for myself and the business I'm in the art business, and we do, you know, signs and banners and arts and logo design and all these different aspects of creativity. And I know, and I see it happen daily as well, this inspiration, this little whispering of spirit that happens in things that we're involved with, that I can recognize, oh, that's more intelligent. That didn't come from me. You know, and then love and enjoy that whole process and journey
mm-hmm.
of seeing that happen in my life.
That transcends, that takes you beyond art as a as something you do with paint or with marble or, you know, whatever your medium happens to be. And you could be an artist in your life, as you pointed out, and not just in your business life, but in your life as well, that your life is can be your artistic creation inspired by higher spheres and made more beautiful. So that's a really good point. Thank you. Lonnie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens. There's 2 points. You brought up another one to mind. Because, yes, you can express it in, you know, anything that you're doing. And I was just thinking of one of the other students who he's in the in handiwork and building all kinds of stuff. And sometimes people will ask him to build something. Well, have you done that before? Oh, yeah. And he's like, I'll say, well, you've never done that before. But he tunes in. I mean, he's been studying mm-hmm. Unarius for a long time, and he just tunes in to figure out how to do that, whatever it is, the project that he has to do. And everybody's got that creative spark. You know, it's just learning to fan it and learning how to develop it. But there was something else. Shoot, now I got off on that track. There was something else I was going to say. Shoot, it'll come to me.
It'll come. Now, for folks who are new to
I know what it was before we go on to another subject. I remember what it was. So it was something that Kevin said, and it's in one way it's the one of the hardest things about Unarius, but it's also freeing, and that is the aspect of taking personal responsibility for whatever happens in your life. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
If things aren't going good, you know, your art project is turning out a mess, and, you know, taking personal responsibility. And we tend in this culture to blame everything outside of ourselves. It's like, well, look at what's happening at the Capitol. Well, you know, in all of the turmoil that's going on in politics, or, you know, my priest, or, you know, I was just listening to a transmission where this woman went to a psychiatrist and she wanted to kill him because, you know, he did something to her. And, you know, everybody pointing the finger outside of themselves. Well, you can't do that with Unarius. You have to learn to take responsibility for whatever, you know, we're not going to get into how. I mean, that's part of the science, learning the science. But on the other hand, as Kevin was saying, you don't have to go to anybody to, you know, to make that connection. You are the kingdom of heaven is within, you know, that connection. You can make that direct connection with infinite creative intelligence, God, you know, the master teachers, the brothers, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, you don't have to have a certain amount of money, you know, to go to a teacher, a psychiatrist, a priest, you know, the president. So it's not dependent on all those outside things. So that's the difficult and the beauty of it.
And that is indeed difficult because, as you pointed out, our society is one of blame and victimization. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I love about Unarius, that Unarian takes responsibility for their life and for all of creation. If you're perceiving it, there's a reason. And it's your responsibility to find and correct that reason. I often tell people, and they find it confusing, I tell my spirituality is not about worship. Not about ritual. It's about resonance and relationships. You know, I see myself as having a relationship with the universe that's very intimate and profound, and that everybody has it. So there's nothing special about me. It's something that's there. We can't not be part of the universe, you know, or one with the universe. So, you know, that's a self-evident fact. We don't have to seek that out. But it may take a while to understand that and to actually feel it. And the fact that we have responsibility is hard, but it's empowering because, yes, you can change things, you know, and make them different. The creativity is actually our most divine faculty. You're taking something that's invisible and you're anchoring it in this world and making it visible in this world. So that is a phenomenal, you know, power if you think about it. And we all have it. We don't appreciate it though.
But I would say is that whether we understand it or not, whether people on our planet understand this or not, is that we're building our future by what we're doing right now. And so if we're not aware of that lesson and that object truth about ourselves and our consciousness, we could be building a much more negative future for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, a self-fulfilling prophecy of negations and bad attitudes and bad karmic circumstances having to us and whatever that may be. But if once we have this awareness, now we can recognize through this inspiration, through this contact, we can build a much more positive consciousness, a positive life, and positive surroundings. So you know, whatever we're doing, we're putting that energy into what we're involved with. And that's why it's so important to understand these principles, because it's not just creative expression in the arts, but it's also understanding that positive energy, that constructive energy, we want that to be a part of everything that we're involved with. So you can take it out infinitely for all of us, and recognizing, you know, for me, if I'm just writing an email to somebody, is it carrying the right attitude? Is it carrying the right consciousness? Does it reflect a more buoyant lifeline to something better, or am I, you know, spouting out something negative? So it really does grow from this just simple awareness that. And it's not simple, but this awareness that we can have this and amplify this contact with spirit in our creative expression, but then bring it into our life and recognize, hey, this goes a lot further and it's much more involved, and it's a wonderful way to live.
That's very true.
One of the key things that Kevin mentioned is awareness, and that's one of the problems today as far as, you know, how much of the art comes out. Is that people are only aware of one life to live. You know, they don't recognize reincarnation in their past lives, or life on other worlds, or life beyond death. The masters and that people go on, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So oftentimes, you know, why the art doesn't appear inspirational or doesn't carry that high frequency is because it's coming from their past. Their past in this lifetime, their past in past lifetimes, and they don't understand it. But that's a limitation, right? So mm-hmm. as you become aware of the fact that you've lived, you know, hundreds or thousands of lifetimes, and you've had all of these different experiences, but also, you know, there's a continuity, and that all of those people who have continually followed the upward trajectory want to help, are there to help and share their knowledge and experience and wisdom and so on and so forth. So that opens that whole big infinite pool to draw from, if you will, outside just what's in your subconscious and mental conscious.
How would one do that, Lonnie? For somebody who's new to these type of things, let's say they wanted to become more attuned to their inner self, more attuned to the highest, more attuned to the divine, or any way that they understand it, and they wanted to become to express that more in their daily life. How would they start doing that while they learn spiritual principles?
Well, we've mentioned many of the things already, taking responsibility for their thoughts and actions, because mankind tends to be very reactionary. You know, we are kind of victimized by our own thought processes, our blocks and shocks and fears. They hold us back from making that contact with the masters till we cancel them out. So as people study about this interdimensional science of we call infinite creative intelligence, and there's so much in the Unarius Library, you can approach it in any way, but as you tune in, as you're reading these books and you make that connection, all of this intelligence starts to come in, and you know, we become channels for a limitless inflow rather than just, you know, our subconscious, our mental conscious, etc. So I would say, you know, it's not to promote, okay, like a religion, you know, Unarius is the only way and you have to study that. But because it is so many of these master teachers that are continuing to want to help mankind, you know, just like they did on Earth, whether it's, you know, Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or the artists that we've mentioned, they're all, when you progress in your evolution, you want to give. You give selflessly. That's your whole purpose in life. So that's what they want to do. They want to, even though they don't have a physical body anymore, they want to continue to help us. But people have to be aware of the fact that, no, Jesus didn't die on the cross. He's still, you know, a living, and he's much more advanced than he was when he was on Earth, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can be in contact, and you can continue to receive more advanced teachings. And so the books of Unarius, coming from all these masterminds and advanced beings, helps you make that attunement. So again, it's not like preaching a one and only way or a religion. It's saying, here's a huge body of knowledge that you're not going to find in any library on Earth, even metaphysical libraries, you know, where all of these beings are working together as a collective to bring this knowledge to mankind. And I mean, you don't have to go to a mountaintop in Tibet and sit and meditate your whole life to get it. You can sit in your own comfortable armchair and read these things.
Very, very true. The Unarius writings are very accessible. They're very affordable. In my about 3 decades or so of interactions with Unarians and Unarius, no one has ever told me I needed to think a certain way or look at things a certain way. It's a very, very liberal and empowering approach to spirituality. And I guess that's why I love having these conversations.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the updated Alexandrian library, but scientific and of this age.
Very good. Kevin?
I'd like to add something to what Lonnie was saying too, because you know, it's also very extremely pragmatic. And so along with, obviously, we're talking about studying and making contact with these volumes that have this higher frequency. But then you also, in activation in one's life, it can be as simple as understanding, you know, that everything we do carries a consequence of either a positive or a negative nature, or can lift us up or bring us down. So, you know, what we want to learn to do then is, for myself, if I'm going to be painting, I want to have, and I want to have music playing, I want that music to reflect the higher awareness or higher frequency, or be inspired. Not something that carries me down. So, I mean, everything has a resonance, and if, you know, if it has a lower resonance, it's going to be affecting everything we do. And then the other aspect too is that, you know, you can start by carrying on with a journal, and we have all these are involved with the teachings of Unarius and different tools. But just simply having a journal where you write out and understand what you're going through in your day-to-day life gives anyone the ability to objectify some of these negative, maybe spurious frequencies that are going through their consciousness and let them go. So then when you go to be involved with your creative expression, you've let that weight of whatever that particular situation was behind to a degree, and now you're going to be more receptive and open to that higher inspiration, that higher frequency. So there's several tools that we utilize in Unarius. Those are just a couple of that I just, you know, touched on. But as was stated earlier, and it does sound like we're harping on it, but it's the truth.
No.
You need to have this contact with these higher spiritual worlds, direct contact, and you get that through these volumes, through studying about the plane of Muse or Eros or Venus or whatever. As you study those, now you're putting yourself, it's kind of like sticking your finger in that light socket. You get yourself charged by this connection. And then, therefore, now you're able to see that expression happen more readily.
Oh, most certainly so. And one of the things I'm doing with the group that I had in Western New Jersey is we're going to focus for a year on the Crystal Mountain cities, which connect to the plains of Unarius. And in our journey so far through mostly the ancient writings, we've seen that people are familiar with a lot of these places that are described in the books, but they know them by different names. So that's something that I discovered on my own, and as I work with other people, I discovered too. It's like they'll become familiar with the Unarius way of describing. It's like, I know that place, and I call it, you know, something else. Like for me, Hermes was Nea Alexandria, you know, the new Alexandria, going back to the Alexandrian library that Lonnie had mentioned. But the descriptions were identical. You know, the things that happened there were identical. So I have a lot of people who've done spiritual work, and we've had these workshops over years. So we're going to spend a year, hopefully the pandemic will pass, otherwise we'll have to do it on Zoom. Just exploring these places, and as it described in the Unarian writings, they're all connected, and you can get from one to the other, and they all have the connections, and the connections are different depending on which plane they're in. So there's a lot more year worth of exploration to do there, but we're going to spend a year just starting to map these out a little bit better, so that you know, we have like a more a map that we can work with more effectively in doing our work in the world.
Also, besides the books that you mentioned, and of course Unarius has a library of over 100 books, but now we have the DVDs, the MP3s, we have YouTube. I mean, usually we mention this at the end, but I was just thinking as far as resources was concerned, they have resources on our YouTube channel that you can access immediately. And the ones that came to mind were, there's three of them, most of them are short clips on creativity, but there's three of them that are like 20 minutes long. And one of them is Uriel actually visiting the Unarius art class, sitting in on it and talking to all the students.
Oh, wow.
So that's a wonderful, that's a wonderful attunement to watch. And these were for an art workshop that Kevin and I actually did for Cine Family. And the first one is called Developing Your Clairvoyant and Creative Potential, and that's the one Kevin talks about some artwork that he did, and Uriel talks to the art class. And then there's a part two, it's called Cine Family Creativity and Inspiration Class, and that has like guided imagery to the plane of Muse. So that would be another attunement device, you know, that people could listen to close their eyes before they start their artwork, because that's what we did before we had all the participants that came outside with art materials and so forth, is we had them go on this guided imagery. So that's something that people could do before they start also, that would be free. They can access it on YouTube. And then, of course, we have DVDs of those, such as that. There's another one called the Star Center. You were describing that in the introduction, where people can see how the Star Center was created, painted, and Kevin was one of the artists on that. So that would be another thing that would be good. That one you can purchase in the store. But as I said, there's three different ones, long versions, on the Unarius YouTube channel. Just, what is it, Unarius Academy of Science, all one word. And they can, and then there's a bunch of little short clips, too, that you can tell what they're on. They'll say some sort of creativity in the title.
Now, Lonnie, you were my first contact, and you used to give me references to everything, and you're doing it now, which is great. Celeste and I had a conversation about 2021, and one of the things that I had expressed wanting to do with these podcasts as we move forward is to establish these connections to reading and viewing and listening material that people can go to after we have the podcast. So if you can send me an email with that information, I will make sure link to the show. And when I put it in the Facebook group to archive it there, it'll have all these connections. So people can listen to the podcast and then go to each of these connections and know what book would take it further, or they could listen to something or watch something that's available on your YouTube channel or elsewhere. And that would allow them to, pursue their studies in a much simpler, more effective way.
Yeah, like we have a sheet called Further Resources, and that's the kind of thing that you find on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
That would
so
follow
much.
Up on a particular topic.
Kevin?
Yes. I think that's wonderful, Hercules. And as Lonnie was saying, it's to be able to see and give some of these classes that we've given on creativity and allow people to explore their creativity, maybe from an angle that they've never thought of before, which is this contact with their inner self and spirit, is so enriching for us. And it is, it's all up there. It's on YouTube. They can, take part in that whole process and see how it works for themselves. And it's a wonderful new way of thinking.
That it certainly is, and I am eternally grateful to Unarius and Unarians for helping me with my own spiritual journey, because the concepts contained in the Unarius material is very much outside the box. And unfortunately, spirituality, as it's expressed here, is very box-like. So Unarius will free you from those boxes and reveal things to you that normally you wouldn't realize or get to. And unfortunately, we're reaching the end of today's conversation, and I would like for you to share how people can, right now, find out more about Unarius and explore.
Well, obviously, we have a website. They can go to unarius.org, unarius.org. That is our website, and on there they can read many, many articles about what the teachings are about. We have a store where they can go explore what some of the books are, what books are available from Unarius, and what's involved, what those specific books are involved with. And we also have a YouTube channel, as Lonnie was talking about, as well as a Facebook page. So there's all different ways they can contact the Unarius Center and get more information and or order books and explore their own interconnection, their own inspiration to find out what directions they want to go with this science. There's something that I always love with this idea of inspiration, and that is that I think somewhere along the lines of this, that its origins come from the idea of inspired is the breath of God. When you're when you're inspired, you're in connection. From old understanding or awareness, you are in connection with God. You're breathing the breath of spirit. So this is what inspiration is all about. And for me, this is what Unarius helped me about. And if I could just add this, obviously we want anybody who wants to find out more information, these are where they can get that information from. But whatever happens in going through life, amplify that positive self, amplify that creative expression. All of us, for myself, I know that there's two parts of me. There's part of me that doesn't want to have that more positive expression, come out. And then there's the more higher self, that more loving self that wants to see that that wonderful creative expression come out. There's that angel and devil in each and every one of us. So one of the things that Yunari's taught me so well is, you know, push the lower self into the background and allow yourself to express that love, that creativity, that inspiration, and do it. As Yuri used to say to us all the time, don't think about it so much. Just do it. Just do it. You know, the more you think about it, the more conscious mind gets in the way. Allow the brothers to come through you. Allow this inspiration to come through you. Just get involved. And not everything's going to be perfect. And it shouldn't be, because we're learning and we're growing. But you will be surprised at what takes hold and what expresses through you by this awareness of your higher self and spirit.
Thank you. That is powerful. And that, along with what Lonnie said earlier about our art being a gift to those around us and recognizing it as such, are going to be the themes for tonight's meditation. So thank you. Lonnie, do you have any other resources you'd like to share? Any last thoughts you'd like to leave people with?
Yes, they can. We have Zoomed classes now because the center is closed. So every Wednesday and Sunday from 7 to 8:30, people can participate in the class via Zoom, and you can contact Unarius via the email at uriel@unarius.org. So U-R-I-E-L at unarius.org. They can call. I know this is a call-in show, so I'll give the phone number. Most people would rather go via the internet, but it's 1-800-475-7062. And we also have it's called the Unarius eFlash, eNews Flash. So if you want to receive the latest news about upcoming classes, workshops, events, news releases, etc., you can get it on our email list to receive that. And then, you'll probably be hearing about it more, but, you know, our next big event will be the anniversary of Unarius, the second weekend in February. And so we'll be doing a lot of fun things then if they want to put that on their calendar.
Thank
but again,
you so
for
much.
More details, just sign up for our e-news flash.
Thank you so very much. And any last thoughts you'd like to leave people with beyond the Unarian links?
Well, as Uriel would always say, positive and progressive, I promise you, even in spite of everything you're watching on the news. This is the golden age.
And that is the most powerful way I could think of ending the show. So thank you so very much, Lonnie. Thank you, Kevin. I wish you and yours a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. May 2021 bring much awesomeness.
Thank you, Hercules.
Thank you, Hercules, for having us.
And thank you to all our guests. These same blessings extend to you as well. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And we're going to close with If You Can Dream by Virginia Ackley. Virginia, or Ginger as she's more commonly known, was very generous in letting us use her music on the shows. And she has subsequently won lots of recognition and many awards. So creativity is indeed a transformative and powerful thing.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky. But only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream till you know it. Dream. till it's real. If you can dream, then you can be.